Zimbabwe has declared a national emergency over the cholera epidemic that has forced hundreds to leave the country. Chris McGreal is in Harare for The Guardian. Chris, until today, the authorities said that the cholera outbreak was under control. Why has the government now declared a state of emergency?
I think because almost everybody else has recognised that it's way beyond its control. The cutting off of water to the capital, Harare, has left a lot of people extremely desperate. The government has realised that without some kind of international assistance, they're not only not going to be able to reverse this, but the death toll is likely to escalate. Officially 500 dead, but nearly half of those have been recorded in Harare. Final death toll may run into the thousands. We've also got 12,000 recorded cases of cholera. So that gives you some idea of the sheer scale of it.
Could you give us some idea of how basic services are unable to function in Zimbabwe at the moment?
It's not just the cholera. It's also that major hospitals, even here in Harare, the country's biggest hospital, have been closed now for several weeks. This is in part because doctors and nurses haven't been paid and they simply stopped going to work, but also the lack of water, the lack of sanitation has an impact on hospitals and their ability to function. They're not getting the drugs they need often to be able to treat patients or to do operations. And see that across the board in a number of areas. One of the reasons we have the cholera epidemic at all is because of the sewage system has, in many parts of the country, failed and hasn't been repaired. So you now have open sewage running through particularly the more crowded townships around Harare and other places. You also have clinics that are unable to, in those areas, treat children for infections, and that leads in itself to the further spread of disease.
What effect will the state of emergency have on the situation?
Largely done for effect to attract foreign attention. I think that, as you know, this government is regarded as something of a pariah government, particularly in the West, and most foreign governments have been reluctant to give aid. I think that by standing up, calling it a national emergency, saying it's about health, that opens the way for foreign aid. Already Britain's announced it will help. The European Union says it will help. It gives foreign governments a way in.